FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Weather forecasters say more hot weather and thunderstorms are expected across KZN as summer approaches. Sihle Dlamini says these conditions are typical in the country at this time of the year.
With higher temperatures, it makes the atmosphere to be unstable. And an unstable atmosphere is an ingredient for thunderstorms, if I can put it like that. So if it's hot, most likely that in the afternoons, you definitely have some thunderstorms develop if you have moisture, because you need moisture for thunderstorms to develop.
A heat wave is currently blazing through most parts of KZN, specifically along the coast and in the western and northern parts of the province. It's expected to last until tomorrow.
And I do advise that people should stay cool and hydrated if possible. Also reduce exposure to the heat. You might wear some protective clothing and apply sunscreen if possible as well.
Dlamini says there's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms for today and tomorrow.
And we are expecting that storm to be accompanied by heavy downpours, excessive lightning. We are expecting this warning to be somewhat south of Estcourt, Temoi River, some parts of Pietermaritzburg, and as well as south of Durban. I'm not expecting it to extend to Durban.
EFF leader Julius Malema has held former deputy Floyd Shivambu responsible for the party's poor performance in KZN during the May elections. The Red Berets secured 2.5% of the votes in the province, while Jacob Zuma's MK party dominated with almost 46%. Shivambu was deployed to KZN ahead of the elections, but Malema now accuses him of failing in his duties. While Malema previously linked the EFF's decline to the rise of the MK party, he shifted the blame to Shivambu during his address at the Gauteng Provincial General Assembly yesterday.
We are even being kind by saying that the person who was deployed to KZN for election was divorced from reality in KZN. It may even be true and more worrying that he was aware of the damage to come in KZN and kept quiet, because he had already chosen to betray this movement.
Meanwhile, Malema has laid out strict campaigning rules for delegates attending the party's third elective conference in December.
We urge you to remain loyal only to the National People's Assembly guidelines, the constitution of the EFF. Do not be loyal to the constitution of affection, because it will not save you.
And the United Nations says all girls and women must be allowed to exercise their full human rights in a safe environment without fear of violence or persecution. Today is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. According to the UN, it's estimated that one woman or girl is killed every 10 minutes by their intimate partner or family member. The international organization says the solution lies in holding perpetrators accountable, among other things. Here, Deputy President Paul Mashatile will lead the launch of the 16 Days of Activism campaign in the Northwest today. Spokesperson Lina Ledwaba says the campaign aims to challenge stereotypes and promote gender equality, calling for a united effort to end violence against women and children.
This year's activation will be held under the theme 30 years of advancing collective action to end violence against women and children, with the sub-theme for the campaign being harnessing technology and innovation to combat gender-based violence and accelerate a gender-inclusive digital economy.
A recap of our lead story. Forecasters say more hot weather and thunderstorms are expected across KZN as summer approaches. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.